654-6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And good afternoon and welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, with Rick Rodriguez. Now, so that you're not going to lose any sleep tonight, Russia is not going to nuke the United States of America. This country is not going to be nuked by Russia, by Vladimir Putin. Rest easy. The Bible says America will be judged and destroyed in another way, but not by Russia. God will judge America in the future, about 7 years plus some months after Russia is destroyed. America will be destroyed, but Russia is going to be destroyed when she and all of her comrades attack Israel. I talk about, and I have to present this to you again, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, there is a war. It's the people of Rosh, or Russia, in the land of Magog, which is the whole boundary of Soviet Russia. What is it, like one-eleventh of the world's surface, land surface, is in Russia? Well, Russia, it says, will, before her great war in the Middle East, is going to be involved in another conflict elsewhere. Where is that conflict? Well, we know it's in the Ukraine. And Russia, in the way I understand what Ezekiel is saying about Rosh, is that Russia, in this campaign in another area apart from Israel, is going to be very victorious in her objectives. But Ezekiel tells Russia, don't get too far out, because I have to turn you around. In other words, Russia is going to go a different direction than south into Israel. Russia's moving to the west. Is she going to move into other nations apart from the Ukraine? No, but she'll probably have some conflict with Poland and Czech. The Czech Republic is really now in good graces, and Russia and the Czech Republic are working together. There might be more conflict, and Russia's going to be very successful. No matter what the globalists throw at her, they're not going to stop her. The Bible says Russia has to be great, and Russia has to be powerful militarily, economically. In spite of all the sanctions, Russia's going to have the finances needed to move south in her war in Israel. Also, politically, she's going to gain momentum politically with other nations internationally, in spite of the globalist plans to demonize this nation and its leader, Vladimir Putin. So I lay that foundation to take you to Vladimir Putin. Now, as I have stated many times, Vladimir Putin this young man, brilliant. He is a genius, above genius. He is a military genius. He is a political genius. He is a strategist. He understands. Donald Trump wasn't ever in the military. Vladimir Putin was, by law. Vladimir Putin worked in foreign lands, East Germany, with very powerful people in Germany, East Germany, West Germany. He was trained for his position as president of Russia. He is a historian. He knows what has happened through Russia's past, from the time of Abraham Lincoln and before the czars to the present, because he is a patriot. Not all patriots have to be American. You have patriots from South America, Mexico, Pancho Villa. My grandmother, her cousin, was Pancho Villa. So, I'm not saying that I'm a radical like he is, but might be in the blood, because I don't like the New World Order. And he didn't either. He didn't like America's going into Mexico and taking what she wanted, the French. Vladimir Putin is a patriot. He is going and has and will continue to make Russia great. Whether the Republican Party, Lindsey Graham, all of the people that think they understand history, they think they know what's happening in Russia, they think they understand the American international objectives, if they think they understand the New World Order, Lindsey Graham, they don't know what they're fighting for, these people, or maybe they do. But Vladimir Putin, he knew what happened. He knew who has been instigating and putting people in position to destroy Russia. The people are good old friends at Pilgrim Society. I'm going to hold that thought. Get yourself a drink, smoke a cigar, and come right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588. Or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule. but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Okay, the reason this is important for you to have this background, because if you don't have the background, you're not going to really see what's happening. There is an occult world that is trying to destroy Russia presently. There is an occult world that is trying to destroy the Russian Orthodox Church. So, I'll leave you with that. Now I'm going to go back to Vladimir Putin. He is an alpha alpha. This man is not going to be one of the pack of wolves. No, he is going to be the alpha male of the pack, and he's the alpha male of the nations that are going to come to Israel in a war that's coming. Donald Trump, alpha alpha. Exactly, Trump and Vladimir Putin. If you can understand what I'm going to present, things that happen in the universe are not random. You can flip a coin and it can come down heads or tails, but before it stops, God is involved. God will know what is going to come up, either the heads or the tails. We have free will. We're like little children. We're allowed to go play in the yard. But cosmic forces will intervene should you get in the yard. Let's say there's a little nest of rattlesnakes. God, as a father, he lets you do what you will do in life. But he will protect you. Many people in the occult, they're in situations where they should have died. They've tempted God. But the mercy of God protects them and allows them to live another day. With Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump. Donald Trump should never, ever have been president of this country. But things aren't random. There was a plan, an invisible plan, a mystery. And Donald Trump fulfilled Bible prophecy in America. He was trained when he was a young boy, when he was born into wealth. He was trained, and his father had the wisdom to send him to the best schools. He went to the top school where you learn how to give a speech. The top, top school. He was trained with the Astors, the very, very wealthy. Not accident. He contributed to the Democrat Party, to the Republican Party, to the Catholics, to the Presbyterians, to the who knows who else. He's friends. He's bumped elbows with Illuminati, with people in the occult, in Pilgrim Society. He bumped elbows with these people. He had to know that world. Maybe he didn't know 20 years ago he was going to run for president. Maybe he just out of the wild blue had a thought, I'm going to run for president. And then one day he got serious about it. He was trained by an invisible God who has his spirit in the affairs of men for a purpose. Hillary Clinton. I'll use the other side. George Soros. Barack Obama. They're all trained by another force for a plan that the other kingdom has for the world. You have two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of light. Hillary Clinton was also trained, put, allowed, sovereignly, by God. He allowed her to go into that occult world and be trained by the adepts in that world, by the witches, the warlocks, the deep, the very, very powerful priests of that world. But let's go back to Donald Trump, and then I'm going to go up to Vladimir Putin. I have all my notes here for today, but I you know, Cactus and I were out. We were just visiting, and we just get carried away. Now, Trump was trained specifically bumping elbows with the people in the occult, Soros, Rockefellers, Clintons, Rothschilds, all these people throughout the world. When in Rome, you do what the Romans do. And Trump, God put him in that world. And he was allowed to go into the center of the Pilgrim Society in New York City. He is friends with many, many, many of those people. See, it was Pilgrim Society that had the plan to bring into the world the Federal Reserve. It wasn't a group of just wealthy people. It was a group of very powerful satanic families that put together this plan, starting back with Cecil Rhodes. They took Cecil Rhodes' platform, or his schematics, and then in 1902, they took what Cecil Rhodes had envisioned for a global society, a one-world government, and they went ahead and began their plans. They sunk the Titanic. They put Federal Reserve down. They planned Jekyll Island. These people planned World War I. They put Vladimir Lenin at the head of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, which would tie into Vladimir Putin. He knows this. He knows who trained Vladimir Putin. I'm sorry, Vladimir Lenin. Vladimir Putin is conscious of who trained Vladimir Lenin, the Pilgrim Society. He saw how eventually Russia would kind of go out of control, and they would lose control of their plan for Russia. Well, their next strategy, Adolf Hitler. I'll jump back to Donald Trump. I want to paint a clear picture. This was not accident that Donald Trump would know all these very powerful, wealthy people in New York City. And in New York City, the city that the Rockefeller family has owned since 1889, they took over New York. They've controlled New York, the politicians, everything. And here, Donald Trump, in New York, ends up becoming a great real estate investor. They try to destroy him. Fate wanted him to learn lessons. And he still came out smelling like a rose. Why? Because of an unseen hand, meaning the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Donald Trump, we know history. Everything going his way, he had it all, truly. A prince amongst princes. Whether you like him, whether you don't like him, it really doesn't matter. What is important is that you understand how God put the man in power, whether you believe in God or you don't. It says in the book of Daniel, God puts in rulers, kings, and he takes them out. He put in Bill Clinton, and he took Bill Clinton out. George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan. God puts these people in. He allows it, and then he takes them out. But remember, there's another kingdom out there. This country is ruled by an occult kingdom, invisible kingdom. So Donald Trump, now he decides he's going to run for president. That is forbidden. That is not allowed. It cannot be allowed. He goes up against the top Republican candidates in 2016, 15, 14 and a half. The top. These men are politicians. They've been in positions in the political world their whole lives. They have great wealth. They have friends. They have voting blocks. And Donald Trump beats them hip and thigh, becomes president. Not allowed. Not allowed. Except God had a plan. And Donald Trump made America great to a point. If Donald Trump had not, if fate had not intervened, I say this just looking at things from a position of let's say that God doesn't interfere, doesn't have a plan, doesn't have a prophecies to fulfill. Donald Trump would be in position in power presently, right now, and many of the criminals who have never been brought to justice, there would have been justice served in his second administration. The occult world knew that. They could not allow him to take his seat as president a second time. Couldn't allow it. Wouldn't allow it. Everything in the universe came against him, and we're seeing what came against him. A machine that is so powerful, it can't be stopped. Eventually it will be stopped by the hand of God, but no, man is not going to stop it. The laws of this country, the Constitution, are not going to stop this machine. There is continuity of government. This machine, you can drop nuclear bombs on this country all day long. This machine will come out. It will come out on the other side of it. Continuity of government, senior executive service, all of the intelligence agencies in this country, the CIA, the very wealthy men that rule this country. The Rockefellers own New York City, and Donald Trump, coming out of New York City, was prospered in that city. And then Hillary Clinton, what does she do? She becomes senator in New York. Why? Because that's their city, that's their state. It's a Rockefeller empire right here in the heart of America. And Pilgrim Society jumps the ocean 6 months after it's formed in 1902 in July, roughly, or I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I think it was in early July, 1902, and jumps the ocean 6 months later and now has spawned another branch of the secret society in New York City, Pilgrim Society West. Vladimir Putin, now I'm going to jump to Vladimir Putin before we go to the break. Vladimir Putin, just like Donald Trump, has been trained for this period of time. He knows Russian history. He knows what the Pilgrim Society, what they had done to Russia. They pretty much destroyed Russia. They took Russia, which was somewhat religious, to God-hating, to a nation that was godless, without God, into a religion of man, communism, where man is God. Man is all-powerful. Man is all-intelligent. And then he knew what happened. Vladimir Putin knew what happened in World War II when the commands were given to Adolf Hitler to begin to take Nazi troops toward Moscow. And Vladimir Putin is totally aware of all of this. And they began the march on Moscow. But God has a plan for Russia. Russia must be great as a nation, and we're going to be back. We're going to finish out, well, we're going to finish out this portion to get into the next segment when I get back. 1360KHNC.com, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. The Present Truth.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new P.E. Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hack we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
And who are these killers on the road? Who are these killers on the road whose truly minds are squirming like a toad? If you give this man a ride, sweet memories will die. You want these people to rule the world, these globalists? You may not know who they are, or many, many may not understand what that New World Order is, but they're the ones that are responsible for all the death, hardship, murder, suffering, theft in the world today. You know their names. Now, with Vladimir, he knows what happened with the Pilgrim Society. So, you know, everybody blames the Rockefeller, the Rothschilds for putting together the Federal Reserve, for what happened in Jekyll Island. And they take over the Federal Reserve, which they did. But it was really Pilgrim Society. And let's don't forget that the Rockefeller family, they don't want their name to be out there. They were a big part of it, working with pilgrims in London, and they, working in New York, sank the Titanic, put together the Federal Reserve, and turned the United States of America's banking system over to the devil for his purpose, for his kingdom. That's the way it works in the spiritual world. Down that rabbit hole, into that invisible world. This is how it works. Everybody in their lifetime, they have an experience of the supernatural, with ghosts, with something they can't explain. They're in the presence of a certain group of people, and they have an eerie feeling. They can feel darkness. This is God allowing every human being to experience the spiritual effects of darkness. There is two kingdoms out there, but then on the other hand, there is a kingdom that gives hope to people. It's the kingdom of God, and you can be part of that kingdom through His Son, Jesus Christ, if you believe in Him and accept Him and receive Him. Now, Vladimir Putin. The Russians are being invaded by the Nazis. The pilgrims told Adolf, okay, new direction, head to Russia. We've got to destroy Russia. We want the landmass. We want the riches. They fail. Well, we go down the road to the early 80s, and Ronald Reagan hires a man, loans him, how many billions of dollars, and he had a way to destroy the power of the Russian ruble. He went into, as a businessman, he began to buy up all the rubles, and he destroyed the power of the ruble. His name was Leo Wanta. This was in the late 80s. And Leo, he destroyed the ruble, and he benefited, I think his fortune was $27 trillion. That's what he was able to accumulate. He had to pay the federal government back. Reagan was okay with that. Pay back what you borrowed, $50 billion, $150 billion, whatever. Pay it back, and the rest is yours. But guess what? The killers on the road were in the bushes on the side of the road waiting to jump on Leo Wanta. And who were these people? George H.W. Bush and William and his wife, Hillary. And these people took the $27 trillion. What have they done with it? They're stashing it in their vaults deep underground. So Vladimir Putin is totally aware of how once again Russia was going to be destroyed. And now you have Gorbachev, 92 roughly, he comes into power in Russia. And Russia's devastated. It's a mess, as a nation's been kicked to the curb. And Gorbachev is a globalist. And so he begins to, little by little, he makes the decision that his nation should become a globalist nation. And he heads that direction. But then he's eventually he's kind of removed, and Boris Yeltsin comes in. And Boris Yeltsin, he does a lot of dirty work too. Now, his hands are dirty. He's a criminal, just like the rest of them. There's a war taking place presently in Russia. It's a war between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Satanic Globalist forces. And there was a Catholic Spring. You know, you've heard of the Arab Spring? It was a CIA operation. Well, there was a Catholic spring. They were going to destroy the Catholic Church from within and cause revolution from within the Catholic Church. Who's they? The killers on the storm. Hillary Clinton, John Podesta. These people had a plan to bring operatives within the Catholic Church to free the Catholic Church from her religious beliefs. And her the Catholic Church, their main focus as a church is sin. Keep the Christian people, the Catholic people, out of sin. Fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, alcoholism, drug addictions. Well, they can't have that. These riders on the storm can't have that. So the attack was to, the plan was destroy, it was a Catholic spring. Now there is an unknown war against the Russian church called the Russian Orthodox Spring. So there's a war taking place. There's a war between the Russian Orthodox Church and the West. Now, going back to Vladimir Putin. So Vladimir, now he has been in Germany. He's friends with Angela Hitler Merkel. He knows who she is. He knows her history, knows what she's all about, knows her father, knew about her father, read everything about him. Her father was still in the 70s when Vladimir was in the Russian KGB in Germany. Did he know that Adolf was somewhere down in Argentina still alive? Well, yes, he did. He has access to all Russian intelligence. This man, I'm telling you, brilliant man, great historian, studying the people and the nations. So we'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Be back.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Was it dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
'Cause we got little
Yeah, we have a convoy taking place, and it's people in the world, nations of the world, trying to get out of the global new world order. We want out. But I'm afraid the Bible says he's the only one that can deliver the world from the globalist plans that have been set in motion. Only God is going to save this world. I'm going to go back to Vladimir Putin. So here you have Leo Wanta. He makes $27 trillion. And the Clintons, they rob him. They still, to this day, to my knowledge, have this money, along with George Bush Sr. and what's a good word for the Bush family? Who Donald Trump destroyed, ended their dynasty forever. Spawns. Destroyed forever. The dynasty is over. Clinton dynasty ended. And Vladimir Putin. He knew what happened. Then eventually, something else happened that no one knew about. It was the big plunder of Russia in the 1990s. There was a woman by the name of Annie Williamson. She wrote a book and how the Clinton and Company and the bankers plundered Russia. It's called Contagion. And fascinating. I'm going to just read a little bit from what this Annie Williamson stated. There was a man by the name of Jonathan Hay, and he was the general director of the Harvard Institute of International Development in Moscow in 1992 to 1997. Now, with what I'm presenting to you, keep this in the back of your mind, not too far back, that Vladimir Putin has studied what I'm presenting to you. And if you don't think Vladimir Putin is getting upset, then you don't know Vladimir Putin. This man is an alpha. He's an alpha. He's the leader of the pack. This man is brilliant. He's been stung. He's watched what's happened to his nation. He's a patriot. And on top of that, he is a man of faith. Somewhere in his life, he became a man of faith, believing in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, believing in the God of heaven. And this man has truly been a shepherd to his country. Was George W. Bush a shepherd to the citizens of America in that principle of a shepherd? And the leaders of the nations, according to the Bible, they are to be shepherds to their societies. Was Ronald Reagan a shepherd? To some degree. Was Jimmy Carter? What kind of a shepherd was Jimmy Carter? What kind of a shepherd was Bill Clinton? Picking your pocket at every turn. And if your wife is in the room, you better be careful. What about Hillary? Vince Foster, her lover, all of a sudden gets the flu. Other people around Hillary get the flu. This is the flu you don't come back from. It's the eternal flu. And what about Barack Obama? What kind of a shepherd was Barack Obama to this nation, United States of America, when he's supposed to protect this nation. He's an idle shepherd. He's just an idle shepherd, playing golf, playing basketball. What kind of a shepherd was Donald Trump? Now, there's a shepherd, whether you're a Trump supporter or not, irrelevant. You know a tree by the fruit. Did he hang around with people in the global world? Of course he did. He didn't have a choice. Did he, again, you know, did he fund, did he play the game with the Republicans and the Democrats and support Republicans, Democrats financially? Sure he did. But Vladimir Putin, going back to the article, I'm not going to finish it today, so that means you have to return tomorrow. Every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth. Podcasts are on 1360 KHNC. And then on Sunday, my program on the weekend is from 9 to noon on Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I look at things from a biblical perspective from above. And then I take what's happened in the world and I present it to you as a full meal. It's a 7-course dinner, French. It's a French meal, a French dinner with everything. Cheeses and wine and you name it. And you know, I have a great-great-grandfather. He was French Indian. And he married my grandmother, my great-great-great-grandmother. She was from England. So I have the English side on me and the French Indian side of me. And she was kind of a heavyset woman. And she was like, oh man, she was like, oh my gosh, you didn't mess with her. She was English all the way. She didn't, you weren't going to put your feet up on a chair. And you're going to sit at the table or you're going to get your hand slapped. She was mean, from what I heard. And she had to mellow him out because he was French Indian. He was a little bit wild. Well, we're going to get wild when we get right back. We're going to talk about what the Clintons did to Russia. And Vladimir Putin is not happy. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
It's electrifying! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Every life we have some.
Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. And Sunday from 9 until noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Podcasts, 1360KHNC.com for The Present Truth and for the Olive Tree Program. Programs streamed always at KHNC.com. So, Vladimir Putin, here the globalists have tried to destroy Russia since 1916-17. Who are these people? Who do they think they are? Russia has to be punished for her sins, true, like America will be punished for her sins. But it will be God who will punish Russia on the mountains of Israel. And it will be God who will punish America right here in the land of the plumed serpent. That's the meaning of the word America. Ameriku, Ameriru, Amaru, different translations. I think they're Aztec, meaning Inca. The land of the plumed serpent. So who are these people trying to destroy Russia ahead of time? Now here's what they did. Jonathan Hay. So what he does, banks, investment houses from Boston and New York, of course New York, Center of Pilgrim Society America, what do? They go in and they use the descendants of the original Bolsheviks that are still in Russia. And what did they do? They assigned these Bolsheviks the deeds of Russia's mightiest state-owned industries that included the giant gas companies, oil companies, electrical, telecommunication industries, the world's largest paper, iron, and steel factories, the world's richest gold, silver, and diamond and platinum mines, automobile, airplane factories. And then they turn and sell some of their shares to the properties to the west for a song. They pocket the cash, and they retain control of these companies. This is how the Clintons use these people to rob Russia. Now you see why Vladimir Putin is going to stand up to the West, and he's ordered to. God has commanded him to stand up to the United States and to NATO, and to the European nations. You can see it from the natural perspective, or you can see it from what has happened in history, how they have continuously tried to destroy Russia. Russia has a prophecy she must fulfill. She has to fulfill it. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. She has to be destroyed when she takes the armies to the mountains of Israel with the other nations that go with her. Now, these Russian politicians in Russia, businessmen, they were a new breed of gangsters. They were capitalists, and they had American sponsors from the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, USAID, Credit Suisse, First Boston, the CIA, and the KGB. So this is how they tried to destroy Russia. And we're going to continue with this tomorrow because it's important for you to understand so you're not prejudiced against Russia and being prejudiced against the plan of God for Russia. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Be back tomorrow. Have a good dinner. Have a 7-course dinner. Eat well and have a glass of wine for your digestion. Rick Rodriguez, see you tomorrow. Have a great night.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970 866-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.